Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is a California Report. Governor Jerry Brown is standing firm on his historic mandate to cut water use by 25% despite protests from some cities. And yesterday, the governor and state regulators offered some details on the carrots and sticks that may be used to reach these new conservation goals. Here's KQED science editor Craig Miller.
Some cities and local water districts have been pushing back on mandatory targets for water savings that the state is about to impose on them. Some would have to cut total water use by more than a third compared to 2013, but officials say that gains already made in each locale will count toward those quotas. Regulators will vote on the final proposal next week to get local water restrictions in place by June. Max Gomberg is a senior scientist with the State Water Board.
And that's when we need to see really significant reductions in outdoor water use, because if we don't get those reductions during the summer, we're not going to make the overall reduction target.
That's the 25% cut that Governor Jerry Brown has mandated. On Thursday, he emerged from a meeting with mayors and some new legislation in hand that would add some teeth to local enforcement of the new water rules. That includes raising the maximum fine for squandering water from $500 to $10,000.
Well, you can be sure that only the worst offender will be getting that.
The Brown bill would also allow local agencies to fast-track projects that would save water. What Brown did not agree to is an easing of conservation targets for individual cities. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
The LAPD will start requiring its patrol officers to wear body cameras and turn them on when making stops. It's the largest city in the nation to go down this route after the police commission gave its final approval yesterday. The approval didn't come without contention. Police officers will be allowed to review the videos before making their reports, and the public will not be able to see the footage. This has been a sticking point for civil liberties groups like the ACLU, which dropped its initial support of the body camera program. We know it as solitary confinement, but its official name is special housing unit. It's where state prisons say they lock up the most dangerous inmates. The prisons have been under pressure to reform that system, which advocates say is abusive. But legislators say they're still lacking the information to assess if these reforms have worked. Reporter Gabriel Sanchez has more.
Jerry Elster spent 5 years in a special housing unit, or SHU, at three separate state prisons. At a recent rally calling for the end of these disciplinary units, he described the stark conditions.
You got people that sit inside cages 20 to 30 years. So you're talking about days on end, 365 times 30. I mean, that alone is enough to mentally decapacitate somebody, you know what I'm saying?
The California Department of Corrections says reforms that began in 2013 resulted in a number of changes, including the way prisoners can earn their way out of the SHU through behavior modification. But Oakland Senator Lonnie Hancock says the legislature needs more information to assess the reforms, including length of stays, the impact on inmates, and public safety.
We know that we need to have data on best practices so we can move our system forward and reduce recidivism.
Hancock co-wrote a bill that requires data collection on inmates in the SHU. SB 759 got its first hearing yesterday. For the California Report, I'm Gabriel Sanchez.
We've been hearing a lot about the death and destruction in Nepal and how everybody knew the big one was coming, only they didn't know when. Well, there's an effort in Silicon Valley to create smartphone apps that can detect earthquakes and send out early warnings. If scientists can get this to work, smartphones could provide a cost-effective earthquake warning system for impoverished countries like Nepal. KQED's Jessica Placzek reports.
MyShake is an app that's supposed to detect an earthquake as soon as it hits. Ideally, this will give people far away from the epicenter a few seconds of early warning. The app uses an accelerometer, which measures movement and is found in most smartphones.
Now I'm standing. If I'm walking, now showing I'm walking. If I'm running, showing I'm running.
Ching Kai Kong leads the MyShake project at the University of California, Berkeley. Kong is programming the app to distinguish human movement from the Earth's movement. But he admits it's impossible to teach the app every human action. To get around that problem, MyShake needs to have a lot of phones running the app.
Okay, in this area, if you have 100 smartphones record the same shaking, the noise will cancel with each other.
The cell phones are extremely insensitive compared to our instruments in the ground.
Peggy Helwig is the operations manager at Berkeley's Seismological Lab. She says current smartphone technology can't detect anything below a 5.0 earthquake. Helwig's lab is working with USGS and Caltech to develop a more advanced system called Shake Alert. It embeds super sensitive and very expensive sensors in the ground throughout California and sends warnings to your phone when it detects major quakes. During the 6.0 earthquake in Napa last year, Shake Alert gave San Francisco 9 seconds of early warning.
Our systems are like a super deluxe, top-of-the-line hi-fi system, and the cell phone is like a really decrepit old telephone loudspeaker.
Shake Alert is now in beta testing, but to roll it out to the public, researchers say they need $16 million a year. So far, raising the money has been slow going, and that brings us back to smartphone apps. Sarah Minson is a geophysicist at USGS, and she's testing her own earthquake detection app. She says countries like Nepal can't afford Shake Alert, so an app-based system is the next best thing.
For the vast majority of the world, this is simply not an option. And that's where the crowdsourcing solution would really be a tremendous benefit.
Minson is currently drafting proposals to test her app in Nepal, and later this year she'll be testing in Chile. For the California Report, I'm Jessica Plachek. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, April 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.